بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد emphasis on istighfar, that is seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala during the last third of the night. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directs His rahmah, His mercy on the sky, the shadows, the earth, that is the first heaven, during the last third of the night, and Allah Ta'ala proclaims, who is there supplicating to me so that I may respond to his supplication? Who is there to ask of me so that I may fulfill his needs? Who is there to beg of forgiveness so that I may forgive him? A narration in Sahih Muslim also reports that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, I am the King, I am the King. Who is there supplicating to me so that I may respond to his supplication? Who is there to ask of me so that I may fulfill his need? Who is there to beg for forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes this proclamation till the morning, that is till the termination of the sehri time. Emphasis of dua in the last third of the night. Sayyiduna Ammar ibn Abasa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, a slave is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last portion of the night. If possible, become one of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these moments. Note, the Quran as well as the ahadith have stressed the merits of the last third of the night. The chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remember Allah ta'ala in these moments. It is an ideal time to engage in salah, the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, or the recitation of the Quran-e-Kareem. If a person cannot awaken for salah, he should at least sit up and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or engage in istighfar for a few moments. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك